Now, Labour Party leader Ivana Bacic has called on Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to take charge of issues surrounding the sourcing of accommodation for asylum seekers following what was described as a vicious protest last Saturday. The call comes following the protest at Sandwith Street in Dublin, during which asylum seekers' belongings were set on fire. And obviously we've covered and seen the blockade in relation to McGowna House in Inch in County Clare. Ivana Bacic, the leader of the Labour Party, is with us on the line now. Good morning, Ivana, and thanks for taking our call.
Good morning, Owen. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
And I know you're in the south of the county today here in Kildare, and we'll talk about your reasons for visiting the county in just a moment. But just to go back to that issue, and really it's been a difficult week for Ireland and kind of in the headlines for all the wrong reasons, Ivana.
Yes, that's absolutely right. You know, the protest in Sandwith Street and the dreadful burning of people's tents in Sandwith Street, which you referenced there, Owen, of course, happened in my own constituency in Dublin Bay South. And I've been down there quite frequently now in the last week to meet with those who are still unfortunately forced to sleep in tents in and around the Mount Street area, and to hear from them about really the dreadful intimidation and fear they were put into as a result of protests by a small number of far-right activists. These are very sinister people. We know they're travelling around the country and they're spreading lies and disinformation. And really, you know, they are not at all representative of the vast majority of people, both in my own constituency but also across the country, who have welcomed those who've come here seeking refuge from Ukraine and elsewhere with open arms. And I suppose, Owen, we're all very conscious of the immense generosity and the immense welcome that's been given to so many people over the last, particularly in the last year and a bit, since the brutal invasion by Russia of Ukraine began. You know, and I think we're all very conscious also of the enormous contribution, the enormous positive contribution being made by so many who are now working. I'm thinking, you know, of all the anyone who travels around hotels and restaurants around the country would have seen just how many staff are now being employed who've come here from Ukraine and elsewhere, seeking a better life, seeking refuge and escape from conflict. So, you know, these are people whom we need. We all know about the dreadful staff shortages across hospitality and healthcare and education. And so, you know, inward migration is making a really positive contribution in Ireland. I think most people, the vast majority, recognise that. I've condemned the Sandwith Street protest, and I think, you know, what we're seeing in Inch in Clare, unfortunately, I think, is also giving a boost, unfortunately, to the far right over the weekend. And your listeners will have seen reports that the far right internationally are sharing, you know, the videos of the protests in Inch, and as evidence that there is a far right in Ireland, which happily there is not. And I think, again, it's not representative of the people.
Okay, what do you mean when you call on Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to take charge of the situation? Is that easier said than done?
Well, you know, what I have said consistently over the last number of months, since the war in Ukraine began, is that what we need to see is a very clear and coherent and coordinated government response. It was very apparent that we were going to be faced with challenges in ensuring sufficient housing and shelter for those who come here seeking refuge. But the really clear impression I think we're all getting is that Minister Roderick O'Gorman's Department of Integration has been left to bear the entirety of the responsibility for provision of accommodation, and that there hasn't been sufficient, central leadership on this from the Taoiseach, but across government. We wanted to, in Labour, we've called for the sort of coordinated leadership that we saw so effectively deployed by the state during the COVID pandemic, you know, with really clear, coherent messaging from the from government and with clear political leadership. And I think that's what's been lacking from government. I mean, undoubtedly, there's been enormous efforts and huge amount of work done, particularly by officials across government. But we're not seeing the sort of support from other government departments in terms of finding vacant accommodation. I've spoken about my own constituency where we have large empty premises sitting idle that could be repurposed for use as accommodation. And I think that's the sort of initiative we need to see taken now. So I've asked the Taoiseach to take a stronger leadership on this.
Okay, if we broaden the discussion then from, you know, housing, obviously refugees, but also housing in general here in this country. I know Labour and the rest of the opposition weren't in favour of the lifting of the eviction ban. How do you feel that whole situation has been handled by the government?
Well, again, I suppose it's symptomatic of the same problem, the same issue that we and other opposition parties have raised, that this Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil government, unfortunately, have not taken a sufficiently urgent approach to solving the housing crisis. And we know what a crisis it is. We know it's been felt by people in Kildare South and across the constituency too, a chronic shortage of homes, to be blunt, a chronic shortage of affordable homes. And, you know, again, a centralised leadership, massive state investment is what's required here. We know that we're running unprecedented budget surpluses, you know, on target to be more than 10 billion this year. And that's the sort of money that should and could very effectively be invested in big capital development of state-provided housing. So we've called for the Land Development Agency, which we supported actually from opposition, we've called for that to be significantly resourced to ensure that they could actually deliver housing. We know that there's, you know, there's quite a number of, an enormous potential, in fact, in state-owned lands across the country. I think the Land Development Agency themselves have said 70,000 homes could be built on state-owned land. We've called for the sort of massive state investment in that was again deployed during COVID. The state must step up. The government have relied for far too long on private developers to deliver housing, and they simply have not done so. And so we're seeing this chronic shortage. We're seeing 12,000 people in homelessness, a dreadful, unprecedented figure. And we're seeing just real slowness of response by government. I mean, I'm hearing this, I should say, from trade unions who are concerned for their members. I'm hearing it also from employers, IBEC, telling me that, you know, the government have not commissioned, you know, the sort of modular off-site construction of homes that could be done very swiftly to provide homes. The Wheel Race has called for much greater ambition, a much greater state of urgency, and indeed massive state investment to be deployed to ensure that we can actually deliver what we've said is necessary, and indeed the government themselves acknowledge is necessary, which is 50,000 new builds a year for the next 10 years, just to meet our growing demographic and to meet demand. If we don't see this sort of investment, we know, Owen, that, you know, it'll affect our job growth, it'll affect our way of life as a country, because we're seeing increasing numbers of young people feeling they've no choice but to emigrate because they just can't see any prospect of ever owning their own home here. And it's in that context that we believed that the government decision to lift the temporary no-fault eviction ban without putting any contingency measures in place, we thought that was a mistake. And indeed, you know, we're very concerned for those families and households who are constantly contacting us to say they have nowhere to go.
Notwithstanding those issues that you mentioned, Ivana, if you look at the latest opinion polls, Fianna Fáil support 20%, Fine Gael on 23%, the Green Party on 5%, they're both unchanged. Sinn Féin is up to 32%. Your own party, though, Labour, remains on 5% support. What do you make of that? And kind of, if you compare those figures to maybe where Labour were in 10, 15 years ago, the party's support for the party has dropped considerably over the last number of years. What do you put that down to, Ivana?
Well, first of all, I know that there's a huge disquiet among government parties about seeing their poll figures falling, and concern that their failure to deliver on housing is certainly eating into their support base. And I think that's acknowledged by government parties, both in Fianna Fáil and in Fine Gael. I suppose, Owen, however, you know, I'm conscious I've been in politics a long time, although I've only been Labour leader for just over a year. And I've learnt, you know, that polls do come and go, and that, you know, we have to focus on real issues that are hurting people on the ground. And there's no doubt that the chronic shortage of housing is hurting, that the cost of living crisis is biting, particularly in, you know, I'm thinking of towns like Kildare, like Assai and Newbridge, where, you know, there is a real concern among people who are having to commute long distances, having to pay huge transport costs.
Just to focus on your party, though, Ivana, just to focus on that, I mentioned that support is at 5%, and I know opinion polls, you know, come and go, but if you look, 430,000 first preference votes for Labour in 2011, 140,000 first preference votes for Labour in 2016, 95,000 first preference votes in 2020. Support is dropping, though, for the party. What do you put that down to?
Well, we're certainly holding steady currently in polls, Owen, and I'm very confident that our great local representative in Kildare South, Senator Mark Wall, my good colleague, will be returned to the Dáil in the next election. I very much hope he will be, and we're certainly working to see that. And I suppose the other thing to say is that for a party like Labour, you know, we'll be contesting very seriously, but not across every constituency, and therefore national polls don't always give the full picture. And I suppose the other thing to say is that, you know, we won the only electoral contest since 2020 with the Dublin Bay South by-election in 2021, and my own win there was, I have to say, was not predicted by any opinion polls initially, and certainly we were written off as a no-hoper at the start of that campaign. And I think, you know, what we showed there in that election was that there's a clear appetite for an alternative vision, for a left-of-centre vision that offers an alternative to the right-wing politics, the private market politics of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael on the one hand, and the nationalist rhetoric of Sinn Féin on the other, that we in Labour can offer a really clear social democratic vision. And that's a vision and an ambition that's built on a real bedrock. We're a long-established party with deep roots in the trade union movement, a long track record on workers' rights, and we're rebuilding and growing, you know, and that's evident to me when I travel around the country. And indeed, you know, today, as you said, Owen, I'll be in Kildare South, I'll be in Monastrevin, I'll be in Athy, and I'm very hopeful that certainly we'll see levels of support there, not only for Mark Wall, but for our great local reps, for our councillors, Aoife Breslin and Mark Lay, and of course for our new local area rep in Monastrevin, Chris Harrison, who I'll be meeting today as well. So we're really keen to see, you know, good, strong, rebuilt evidence for Labour in the next locals next year, and indeed in the general elections, whenever that may come.
Okay, just a couple more points on this, Ivana, before we let you go. Do you think you've had to rebuild trust within communities, you know, over the last number of years within the Labour Party? Because some people wouldn't look favourably on the last time Labour were in government.
Well, you know, it's well over 10 years now since Labour were last in government. The fact remains we're the only opposition party that have ever served in government. And certainly, you know, the voters had their say in 2016. That was a very difficult period, as your listeners will be very well aware. It was an appalling time because the outgoing Fianna Fáil Green government had bankrupted the country in 2011. But when Labour left government 7 years ago in 2016, you know, we had restored economic sovereignty to Ireland. We had come out of the Troika programme, and indeed we had laid building blocks for prosperity. So I think it's that prosperity that we've now seen in the last 7 years wasted by successive Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil governments, where they failed to invest in housing, in childcare, in investing in community facilities like playing fields, you know, like school places, like healthcare facilities. That's the failure of the last 7 years that we're now, and that's what we're seeing now with the housing shortage, with the housing crisis indeed. And that's what we in Labour offer an alternative vision, a vision that, as I said, you know, secured real support among voters in the 2021 by-election that I'm confident will secure support from voters for next year in the local elections as well. We've got a great team of local reps around the country, really strong grassroots, both in our constituency membership but also in local councils, and our councillors really do such incredible work around the country, and I think we'll see the evidence of that then in the vote you'll get in the locals next year.
Okay, and if the opportunity arose, would Labour go into government with any party? Would you be open to talking to any and every party?
Well, as I've always said, my preference is very much to build an alliance of centre-left, left-wing, social democratic and green parties. I believe very passionately in the need for strong environmental policies. I want to see a green-red coalition, as I've said, green party and indeed Labour and social democratic parties and individuals. And that's my ambition, is to build that alliance to a point where we can offer a real alternative, as I said, to the sort of Tweedledum, Tweedledee approach we've had so far, where we've got really civil war parties that have come out of the civil war with no really discernible difference of ideology. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael governing for right. So long.
Does that rule out Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael then?
Well, there is another, you know, the sort of, I suppose the media, and I'm not including you, Owen, but, you know, the general kind of consensus in the media that it's, you know, they see it as an either Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil on the one hand, or Sinn Féin on the other. And what we showed in the by-election in Dublin Bay South is that there is an alternative. There's a third choice that people can make. And that's the centre-left choice that has a really clear vision on care, on climate, on housing, on work. And that's the vision we in Labour offer. And we want to build that vision with other parties. Last week I called for an economic dialogue, a forum for left-wing parties and green parties to come together to share our ideas on how we can invest that big budget surplus to trickle down to people, so people feel the benefit in their pockets, they can see it in the houses that are available to them, the childcare facilities that are available, because right now people are not feeling it in their own homes, in their own lives. That budget surplus is meaningless if you can't afford a creche, or if there is no creche in your area, or if you're paying huge prices to commute long distances for a job. Mm-hmm. So really, you know, we need to offer that alternative, and that's what I'm doing with great passion. I know our great team in Kildare South, led by Mark Wall, will be doing that with me.
Okay, and just to give the other side then as well, I mentioned Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Would you be willing to speak to Sinn Féin?
Well, look, our focus between now and the next general election, whenever that may be, is on building and growing support for Labour and for our vision. We'll talk with any parties after that that may share our vision and share our policies. But our priority will be to build our vote and build support for Labour values. And, of course, then to work with like-minded parties after the election to see how best we can influence policy, because it's about delivering on equality, on solidarity, on fairness, about delivering for communities around the country. And that's going to be the priority, not party sort of intricacies of party politics that often leave voters and and communities in the cold. People want to see real results, and they want to see delivery of services, particularly around housing, but also childcare, huge issue across every constituency I visited, and community facilities, playing fields, school places. These are the bread and butter issues that we'll be focusing on.
Okay, just talk us through your visit then to Kildare South before I let you go, Ivana.
Thanks, Owen. I'll be starting this morning, looking forward to it, in Monastereven. We'll be meeting Chris Harrison, of course, who's our new local area rep in the area. Very excited about that. And Chris has a long track record on trade union rights, works with Force, and is born and bred in Monastereven. With Chris, we'll be visiting the Men's and Women's Shed in Monastereven. And then we'll be going with Mark Wall, our great senator, to Athy, where we'll be meeting with SNAG, the Special Needs Action Group, led by Geraldine Brennan and others, because we in Labour have got a motion in the Dáil this week on the need for a greatly improved services for young, for children with autism, for autistic people. We're very conscious of the failings of government on that. We'll also be we'll be hearing from parents in Athy on that. We'll be visiting Willow Community Counselling, which deals with young persons with addiction, and that's Councillor Aoife Breslin, who's been working with them for a long time. We'll be visiting with Councillor Mark Lee, the Kildare Centre for the Unemployed in Athy as well, and they've done huge work, I know, set up originally by Father Michael McGrail and with Sandra Watchorn. And I also hope to visit the Athy Community Library, which I know Mark and his father Jack Wall before him had a great deal of influence in getting established. So I'm really excited about meeting with local communities in Monastereven and in Athy, hearing about the issues that matter to people, about the lack of services available for young people, particularly for autism services. But I'm also looking forward to hearing the positive news about what's been done in the community.
Okay, lots to pack in today. Thanks indeed for taking time out to speak to us on the show this morning. That is the leader of the Labour Party, Ivana Bacic, on her visit to Kildare South. Thanks indeed for your time, Ivana, and good morning. As you mentioned, Mark Lee as well. We'll be talking to Mark after the programme, or after the break, I should say, because he's raised a number of local issues with Kildare County Council.